This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, August 19th. Well, traders end the week wondering if China is or isn't buying U.S. ag products. From the Standard Grain trading floor, here's Joe Vaklovic.
China says that its pig herd is down 32% in July versus the same month last year, according to the country's agricultural ministry. The African swine fever continues to spread. There appears to be no end in sight. Analysts in China believe that the numbers will fall even further during the latter part of 2019 and into 2020. China did buy some U.S. pork last week, according to yesterday's export sales report, and that is despite tariffs and despite a report that they would halt all U.S. ag purchases, which appears to be only partially true at this point. Market cattle futures were mixed, cash cattle 105 to 106. Which would have been off quite a bit on the week. Of course, this plant fire in Kansas is what kind of set off the whole thing.
Chicago September wheat prices closed Friday up 1¾ at 470 and a quarter. September corn was up 10 and a quarter at 371 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 555 to 585. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were up 4.5, ranging from 514 and a quarter to 524 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were up 3.5, ranging from 581 and a quarter to 586 and a quarter. Live cattle for August was down 27.5 cents at 99.80. August feeder cattle were down $1.20 at 134.60. And August Class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 17.62.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.